Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Been Break with Vanessa Dion, and every Wednesday we check our spiritual vitals, making sure that we're in a space where God is at, you know what I mean? We can at least guarantee that we'll have one space where we, you know, was able to hear from God, which we should be able to hear from God, whether we're by ourselves, we're at work, we're at the grocery store, wherever, but I love that God gave us a space, blessed us with a space that we can share together to, you know, speak of him, to get insight, to learn more about him or whatever we need to be fueled and filled up for the week. So thank you, Elder Oliver, for the opportunity. Thank you for Chaos Blog Talk Radio and this platform just for us to be able to share it together. Guys, give me one second. I just had to park. I'm trying to get my life together so that I could go live on Instagram because I want my Instagram followers to be fed as well, but I had a lot going on this morning. I wasn't going to go live, but I'm like, why not? This is a good word, and I want everybody to be able to hear it. I have a class I have to take at 8:30, so I just was moving around a lot this morning. But give me one second to get my ducks in a row. And we're going to hop right into our segment. And our segment, I'm not going to say it'll be short and sweet because when I say that, y'all, it don't be. Sometimes it is, though. Sometimes it is. But sometimes it's not. So I'm just going to flow as God does give it. But I do want to go into a conversation about what I have been learning in this past few weeks and why I feel like I've been learning it. And how, you know, just sharing my experience and what I've learned with, you know, you guys. Because this is a platform for us all to grow together, you know. As I learn, y'all learn. As y'all learn, I learn. So, you know what I mean? Yeah, I just wanted to share something I've been experiencing with you guys. So let me go ahead and get on Instagram real fast so that I can... talk this word. I apologize, you guys, for me being so unorganized this morning. I've been moving around. I've been waking up at 3 in the morning every morning for these past 3 days, and I know exactly why God been trying to get my attention and talk to me, y'all. And I'm listening. I'm definitely listening. I'm definitely being aware and allowing God to flow and speak as he does. So, and that is exactly why I even know what we're going to talk about today, because I was up at 3 in the morning the other morning, and God was able to, you know, feed me and pour into me, and I'm very, very grateful for that, and I'm grateful for, you know, the obedience that it took for me to, you know, be like, you know what, I feel like God is trying to say something. Let me see what he's trying to say, you know what I mean? So it also takes obedience on the other end, because you can also just go ahead and go back to sleep. You know what I mean? But there'll be a reason why sometimes God has you up in the morning. So hold on, we're about to jump into the segment. What else can I talk about real quick? Oh, our card games, you guys, are on sale. Bear with me, y'all. I'm finna get into the lesson, but in the meantime, between time, commercial break. our card games are on sale. Zip Break, the card game, is on at the moment, and I'm so excited because I just know we're about to sell out of these games. I just know that we are. And they're $25 per game with $5 shipping, and you can get them at www.4thefunctions.com. For the functions with a S, .com. And that's one of my friends. She has a business, and she decided to collab with Ventbreak for her first card game. She will be having a series of card games, and she decided to do an interpersonal one first, and she decided to do it with me. And I'm very, very grateful for that. So, yes. Guys, give me two more seconds. I know that this... it's not ideal, but I'm trying to get myself together. Hold on. I'm so sorry. For everybody that's listening and is ready to hear a good word and just get off, whether you're at work, whether you just at home in your bed and you're just ready to get back to doing nothing or getting ready for work or whatever you're doing, I know that you probably just wanted to get on and get off, so I apologize. I apologize. Hello? Hold on. I'm almost ready. Okay, I'm not live. Hold on. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's go ahead and jump into our segment for this morning. Okay, so good morning. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for life. Thank you for breath in our bodies, breath in our lungs. Thank you for being a God of purpose, a God of organization, a God of intention, a God of light, a God of courage, a God of breakthrough, a God of miracles, a God of wisdom. I thank you for being a well-rounded God, a good God, a God that sees things before we see them, and you provide for us so that when we step into that place, everything's already taken care of. I thank you, God, for a God of promise. I thank you for being a God of promise. I thank you, Lord, for just pouring into us every single day. If we seek your face, God, you are there every single time, God. So I just pray that we all aim to seek for you, God. Seek your kingdom, seek your face, seek you, God, and everything else will be added unto us, God. There's nothing that we can't ask for from you, God, if we are your children. So I just pray that we remain in a place of obedience so that we can ask, God. I pray that we remain in a place of faithfulness so that we can ask, God. I pray that we remain in a place that we can see greater and better for our own lives, God, even if it looks like torment around us. God, I pray that we continue to trust you, continue to have faith. Faith is unseen, God. It's faith is having vision for the unseen. God, even though it's not here right now, we know that you are able. Even though it may not look good right now, we know that you are a God that provides. That is faith. It's even when you can't see it, I know that he can do it. So I pray that we all ignite our faith, God. I pray that you ignite our today, God, so that we can continue to trust you and walk into the unknown. Walk blindly, God. I thank you. I praise you. I love you. I pray that you move this morning, God, in this segment. I pray that you are all up in this segment, God. I pray that we're all able to walk away with at least one thing that we can take for the rest of our lives. I pray that we all look to you, seek to you, and trust in you with every step that we take, God. I pray that you give us our daily bread today, God, for us to push forth in today alone so that we can overcome the day, God. And I love you. I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, good morning, y'all. This morning, I do want to share a place that I've been in because I'm going to just say this. I haven't really told a lot of people, but like 2 weeks ago, I got baptized, right? And it was a very, how do I explain it? A very pivotal place in my life. Good morning, good morning. A very pivotal place in my life because I've never technically got baptized, and I always wanted to wait till I was in a place that, okay, Lord, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready to, I don't know what I was waiting for, to be honest, but I wanted to really know that I was ready to do it. And I'm grateful that I did. I'm not saying that I shouldn't have, but the first thing my daddy told me once I did was, be careful, Nani. That's my childhood nickname, Nani. Be careful, Nani, because the enemy don't like that. You know what I mean? He don't like that. And he's going to try to make you renege on your commitment to God, on your commitment to righteousness, on your commitment to stepping into a different place and allowing the Holy Spirit to move in you in a different way. He wants you to feel like, I shouldn't have done this. You know what I mean? And you're going to get tested and tried. So with that being said, what God told me when I got baptized was, this is about me and you. 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 I heard that so strong the entire time. Right before I got baptized, he said, this is about me and you. I still went to call my mom, and I'm like, Mommy, I was about to be like, you know, Mommy, are you here at church? You know, whatever, whatever. My mama didn't answer. I'm like, okay, I still went to go check. My mama wasn't there. She wasn't at church. So I'm like, okay, I literally got baptized. I had my sisters in Christ around me, but no family, no, you know, friends. Well, friends, because my sisters in Christ are my friends, but like, no, you know what I'm saying? I didn't invite nobody out. My family wasn't there. It was about me. And that's what God kept telling me. I got out of the water. God, it's about me and you. This whole time you've been trying to pick you. You've been trying to, you know, lead with, because God, I've been having an issue of worrying about the whole ship, and it's going to sink if you don't. Y'all, I just have a problem. I have an issue. I really do. About being committed to the collective. That's what I was trying to say. Being committed to the collective, and God let me know that that's going to cost me my promise in the end. So with that being said, God had let me know you've been trying to commit to me. You've been trying to put yourself first, but now that you have that spirit in you, I'm going to show you how to do it for real. You get what I'm saying? This is a next level into our relationship, and this is about me and you. I got you, you know? So with that being said, since then, God has been attacking relationships. God, not God, let me not say that. The relationships in my life have been being attacked in certain ways, and I've been having to choose me. And it's like now all of a sudden, I promise you, now that I'm talking about it, oh, Jesus, God is so good. Because now that I'm talking about it, God really has, like, I have the strength now out of nowhere to put certain things to the side because I have a vision. That's what it is. It's not about me being selfish or I'm doing this for me. It's just because I have a vision. That's really what has been, like, hitting me hard is the vision that God has placed in my heart, the promise God has placed in my heart. I can't go another year, another second, another moment of giving up what God has for me to save other people. Maybe I'm in God's way in the first place. Maybe God can't work because I got my hands over there in the first place. Maybe God can't even get to them because I'm right there. You know, God, I have to trust that God is going to handle things how he handles them. And maybe, just maybe, like, I'm going to bring in the example of Abraham and Lot. And this has been, literally, I've been getting this story over and over and over for the past, like, 2 months, I promise, about Abraham and Lot and how Abraham didn't get the promise until he left Lot. That is when God gave him the promise, because Abraham is trying to save folks. That is when God gave him the promise. And I'm going to go ahead and pull up scripture. Hold on. Y'all, God has been just wringing me by my neck. Like, girl, I finally got you. I finally got you. Like, it's over with now. It's over with now. Oh, what is the scripture? Hold on. I wrote it down because it's not in my phone, but it's okay. That's why you got that notebook, baby. Hold on. Until he left, my girl, I'm finna leave this slide. Jesus, right. Y'all, God is so good. Okay, Genesis 13. That's why you got to get a notebook, okay? One thing about me, I'm going to write something down. Okay. We got Genesis chapter 15. Verses 14 through 17. I'm going to just scroll down to the point I'm trying to make. I know it's not highlighted in NIRV. Where is it at? Come on. Okay. Hold on, y'all. I should have took my notes, right? I should have wrote down where it was at. Is this even the scripture? While I'm over here talking about, that's why you got to write it down. That's why you got to write it down. Where is it at? Where is it at? I just read it to my friend yesterday. Where is this at? Oh, I'm in the wrong chapter. All right. It's okay. Okay, so we got Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. The Lord spoke to Abram after Lot had left him. He said, look around from where you are. Look north and south and east and west. I will give you all the land you see. I will give it forever to you and your family who comes after you. I will make them like dust of the earth. Can dust be counted? If it can, then your family can be counted. Go, walk through the land. See how long and wide it is. I'm giving it to you. Look at this land. Walk it, baby. This is yours. But the purpose I'm bringing out of this scripture is it says the Lord spoke Abram after Lot had left him, after he departed from Lot. Lot had to make a decision. And that's another thing, is that sometimes God will prune for us. Sometimes God will take people out of our life for us. But there's sometimes where God will hand us the scissors. There's times where God will hand us the knife. You trust me. You show me you have faith in the unknown. You show me that I will provide. You show me that you know that I gave you a vision. You don't know why. You don't know for what. But I'm going to just be obedient. I'm going to do it anyway. I may not understand why this person has to go yet. I may not understand why I have to walk away from this situation. I may not get it yet, but I trust in my God. You get what I'm saying? Or sometimes we know why that person has to go, but we rather stay in comfortability. We rather stay where we feel safe or that we just know. Because it may not even be that this just is the best situation ever. It's just all that we know. And that brings me to the people of Egypt when God freed them. That's also in my notes. Y'all, this sermon that I watched was so good, and it literally knocked me in my head, forehead. Not even in the back, straight in my face. Literally knocked me in my forehead. But it may be even that we just go back or that we look back. We might not even go back, but we look back just because it's comfortable, it's what we know, it's just familiar. Just like when God freed the people out of Egypt. They were in slavery. They were in bondage. They were in chains. They was getting beat on. But because they couldn't trust that Moses was leading them to a place of promise, because they couldn't trust God, even though God parted the Red Sea for them, parted the Red Sea in half. For them, they watched the miracle happen. They knew that they're literally, and then God swept the enemies out. Literally, all their enemies are gone and swept into the ocean behind them. They saw it happen, and they still had a lack of faith, which is us. We've seen God do it again and time after time after time, but for some reason in this situation, we think God done changed. We think that God is just different. You feel me? But anywho, the point I'm making is that they could not trust that Moses was leading them into a place of promise, in a place that, you know, was a land flowing with milk and honey. So what they said was that they rather had went back. You know what? Maybe back there was better. Maybe back there it wasn't too bad. Did you forget that you was in bondage? Did you forget that it was actually terrible? And that's what our mind will do. It will make us remember all the good, the safe moments, the good moments, what we know, make us feel comfortable in those places rather than trusting God and having faith in the unknown. And what God always has a vision for better. God can see things that we can't. And we have to realize that, you know what, I have to get out of my own way so that I can see the promise. It's not always other things around us. It's us. We're in our own way and not allowing God to work. So whatever it is that we need to let go of, allow God to be that gardener in our life and strip things and understand that things have seasons, things have times in our life. Somebody said, Abraham let Lot choose what side he wanted because he knew as long as I have God, I can start over. That is so good. As long as I have God, I can start over. You can have the best piece of the land. He allowed God a lot to choose, and Lot chose the better piece. You know what? You got it. Appreciate it. And he had faith that God had better for him, or not even better. He just had faith in God, and God ended up giving him better. You get what I'm saying? And God is so good and faithful. We have to be obedient and do our part. And that's where I'm at in my life of God, or me being challenged in relationships in my life, literally ever since I got baptized. I've been being challenged, but I love that I have now clearer vision of where I'm going, to where it's like, you know what, this can't keep costing me the promise. This can't keep costing me what God has for me. This can't keep costing me where God is taking me. You know what I mean? And we have to have that
that willpower inside of us to be able to say, you know what, Lord, I trust you even though I don't know what's ahead. I don't know what this looks like. I don't know what life looks at without this person. Looks like without this person. I don't know what life looks like with me creating that distance right there. They're resourceful. I need them for this. They're my sibling. They're my auntie. They're my mom. They're my dad. They're my uncle. They're my grandma. What does life look like? I've known them my entire life. Just like the people in Egypt. I've been here. I was raised here. I was born here. What does life look like outside of this? We have to have faith and trust God that he has better for us on the other side. And that also brings me to the scripture about God being our gardener. Hold on. What was that? What scripture was that? Did I write it down? I did. It was in John. This is good. Girl, God is good. John chapter 15. And I was just, you know, like when stuff is a little personal and it's real close, I'm like, should I get on live? Like, but it's like, nah, this is why I created this platform, is to be open, transparent, and take a vent break, baby. That was the purpose of it. So we have John chapter 15, verses 1. I'm going to read 1 and 2. I am the true vine. My father is the gardener. This is Jesus talking. I am the true vine. My father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch joined to me that does not bear fruit. He trims every branch that does bear fruit. Then it will bear even more fruit. What I wrote in my notes that was so good to me, the beauty of the gardener is that he only cuts because he has a vision of what the tree will be so it can bear more fruit. The gardener cuts with a vision. I know my daughter needs this. Let me cut this off. I know my daughter doesn't need this. Let me cut this off. I know my son doesn't need this. Let me cut that off. He will be so much better without this. Let me show him something. I see things that he doesn't see. I hear conversations. Ooh, I spit. I hear conversations that he don't hear. You get what I'm saying? I can see I know what I have. And so let me go ahead and hand him these scissors real quick because he don't even know what I got for him on the other side waiting. You know what I mean? It takes great faith. Great faith for us to do it. And that's what I want to bring into play, is the faith that it takes to get to the promise. Even though the promise can look huge, even Abram was old. Abraham was all wrinkled up. And God still promising you children. It takes faith. If the promise was just so obtainable, we wouldn't need faith for it. Somebody said, can you save the live? Oh, can you save the live? I said to be our driver right now. With the live. Yeah, I got you. I'm going to save it for some. But, yeah, so it takes great, 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 great faith for us to be able to see in the spiritual realm what God, as God sees. His ways are not our ways, and we have to trust him through it. If God, like, think of how huge a promise from God is. You get what I'm saying? Not just this itty-bitty. To us, what we be looking at, how we see things, what we want, oh, baby, God, baby, that ain't nothing. That ain't nothing on what I got for you. You got to trust me and have faith. You have to trust me and have faith. And what was that one note I wanted to say? It was another note I took that I wanted to say. Sometimes you have to let go of what's killing you, even if it kills you to let it go. And it might be hard. It may be difficult. It may take some, you know what I'm saying, some willpower for sure to create that distance. Because like I said, several relationships in my life have got hit. Not hit, but God's done shined the light on. Like, you get what I'm saying? Look, baby. Look at this. You don't see that? You allowing that. You don't see that? You letting that happen. You don't see that? That's keeping you from the promise. You don't see that? That's preventing you from growing. You don't see that? That's holding you back. You don't see that? You don't see them putting holes in the ship that you're building? You don't see them not rowing that they're chilling? You don't see? You know what's also scary is when people see, Lord, when people see you before you see yourself, like people see that you got something in you before you see yourself, so you settle because you don't see what's really in you that I can't even put. God, please give me the words to say this. Like people could be on your ship in the back. Go ahead, baby. Go, baby. You got whole time, like. People can see your anointing and the power. that you hold before you even see it. And that makes you sell yourself short. And people can take advantage of that. And they putting holes in your shit. Or they just using you so that they can get to the next destination, the next stop. You get what I'm saying? Like, oh, I could jump on this shit. You know what I'm saying? She know what she doing. She know where she going. You don't even know what you're doing. You don't know that you know that God is taking care of you. You don't know that you got anointing flowing on your life. You don't even know why things are happening the way that they do. You don't even see the power that you hold. But somebody else do. Somebody else do. You get what I'm saying? That's a crazy place to be in, is when you get to selling yourself short because you don't see your own worth. You don't see your own strength. You don't see the power God put in you. You feel me? Wow, they see your anointing before you, but don't want you to go as far as they are going. You feel me? So we just got to be careful and be able to be like, you know what, Lord, when God is handing us the scissors, God, I trust you. I may not know why. I may know why. It's going to be hard, God, but I trust you. I trust you. I see the signs. I see the flags. I see. I'm tired of giving the benefit of the doubt. I'm tired of selling myself short. I'm tired of being the one that always gets the short end of the stick. I trust you. And things don't have to end bad, ill will, nothing like that. But you got to be firm in choosing yourself. And the end of the sermon, they said, the cut has to be drastic. It has to be instant and sharp. You cannot gradually do it. Cut it and trust God. And it don't have to be maliciously or nothing like that. Just create a boundary in your life to where that person can't continue to take advantage of you. It's really that simple, to take advantage of you. You still serve, you still do, you still be you, but don't allow somebody to keep you from your promise. You get what I'm saying? Don't allow people to slow down your boat. You going somewhere. You need people on that boat rowing with you, that see the vision with you, that wants you to get there just as bad, so they helping you get there. They rowing that boat with you, not chilling and watching you do it and looking in the shadow. Okay, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to, and we got to trust God through it. So, yeah, I love y'all. I pray that we soak in self-love and awareness. And see, I literally said, this is going to be a short segment. I'm thinking it's going to be 10, 15 minutes. That's why I went ahead and was like, you know what? Every time I say that, it never is. But I love y'all. I pray that we soak in self-love and awareness and make today a great day.